We have Sophia Kisling, who is from the International Labour Organization and is the director of the ILO program on HIV/AIDS.
Good afternoon, sisters and brothers and friends. I think Waring has given us such a powerful demonstration about women's unpaid work, and I think a major challenge to all of us, how we are going to try and address it. And from my perspective, I want to just very, very briefly talk about the decent work agenda and to say that essentially the UN General Assembly made a decision at the 2005 World Summit to support the goal of full and productive employment and decent work for all, including for men and women. And in a way, the whole concept of the ILO decent work agenda, which is what we are struggling with on a day-to-day basis because we interact in the world of work, was also supported at the July 2006 United Nations Economic and Social Council ministerial declaration, so that in a way, we have seen that in theory, the decent work can actually become more of a global agenda. And essentially, the four pillars of the decent work agenda is there is effective implementation of labor standards. And essentially, the labor standards mean the protection of human rights at the workplace. It also means the creation of more productive employment, so that employment is actually planned in such a way that it's productive. And further development of inclusive social protection systems, so that at work you have a right when you get sick that you are covered during that period of illness. And the fourth one is the issue of the importance of discussing and having a dialogue and sharing. So those are the four pillars. And in a way, we've seen the decent work agenda strengthens the response to AIDS in our work at the grassroots level, and AIDS funding and activities can reinforce the decent work agenda. And so we find that each of these four strategic objectives drives a key aspect of the HIV and AIDS response. So for us, the protection of basic human rights through the workplace is fundamental. And a workplace is a workplace whether you are one person working there or whether you are 100 working there, because the conditions of work must be protected. The issue of social dialogue, of discussing, of having the right to discuss, and I know the extreme difficulties within households, but if you think that there are billions of dollars available for the HIV/AIDS response, why is it that so little or hardly any of it ever goes to those who provide care? And then the issue of social protection. Earlier, our chairperson indicated that when the caregiver was sick, the others suffered tremendously. But what did she have to fall back onto when she was sick? And so the issue at work of social security, of social protection, need to be factored in at all times. We know that HIV/AIDS increases poverty. We have seen it. That it's a threat to rights at work. On a day-to-day basis, we see people losing their jobs because they test positive. And it contributes to social exclusion. The gender dimension, we know, as once again Waring has indicated so clearly, that women carry the burden of care by and large. And we know that the home-based care workers, that they engage in activities that contribute to economic and social productivity, and yet it goes unrecognized. They replace their spouses in economic activities. We've seen it over and over in sub-Saharan Africa in the agricultural sector, for instance. They replace nurses or other health workers in caregiving and treatment support. Treatment support has become a major responsibility of the caregivers. They replace the state in the provision of safety nets because so often they have to sell their own goods in order to be able to provide for others. And they often work longer hours or give up paid work or pensions to care for relatives, and at times have to sell personal items and household assets to buy necessities. And so essentially, we advocate that it's essential that home-based care must be compensated. And one of the ways that we have tried to find a way to make it work is to see how women can work more in cooperative structures. And within the cooperative structures, there is a sharing of the income. It's grappling on a day-to-day basis with the home-based carers and so on, and how they do it through the cooperative structures. But certainly, there is some form of compensation that come through cooperatives, and that's really in a way that I wish, that I want to advocate. Compensation can really be monetary, food transfers, fees for transport, school scholarship, and paid time off work. I really just want to skip some of the slides and say, with regards to cooperatives, they pool together resources, are easily accessible, and have a close rapport with the community. And since 2002, I want to just mention one cooperative that cover maybe at least 6,000 community members that we've been working on in Ethiopia, and where the caregivers had the opportunity to have the work that they have been doing with regards to home-based care, that they have the opportunity to have that remunerated. And in a way, that is what we wish to advocate. But I want to link it very strongly to the concept of decent work, that home-based carers, like each and every one of us who work, that we strive for their right to have the proper conditions of work, the hours of work, should be accounted for. The work should be remunerated. The work should be acknowledged. It should be waged work. And I think that within this global funding architecture that we have these days, I think it's totally unacceptable that we continue to depend on women, and very much the older women, to provide the large, large burden of care that is created by HIV and AIDS. And so I very much want to support what Waring had to say, that we need to find a major challenge. And I like the concept of servitude and so on. I like it very, very much, because in a way, what is expected of women in this unpaid work that they are doing is very, very, very much a total disrespect for the contribution and the nature of that work at home. So, thank you very much.